good friends in the United States and elsewhere. This is Wayne Elliott. I'll be with you today as your host, sitting in for Daniel Brigman. I've been on the show many times in the past, mostly with regards to natural health and the Strauss products. Today, I'll be more with you more frequently now because we're bringing back many of the great original Strauss formulas, and as you know, I can't say enough about them. There's some other fabulous products as well, like the REM Sleep, Super Silver, Iron Earth, Soil Remineralizer, and Plant Food. But for today, we're going to ramble. Some of the things I'd like to speak about are liberalism here in Canada, sometimes extreme liberalism. So careful what you do with our, in the United States, our friends south of the border. Socialized medicine, support for our First Nations people. And I'd like to invite calls from listeners on any topic or question you may have, so please do call in. Including if you think I'm full of baloney, call in and say that, but please feel free to call. The number to call in is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And to order any great products, because they only carry the best, call toll-free to the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And the websites, of course, thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com. And don't forget it's the Power Mall and the Power Hour. There's an imitation out there, as many as you know, so be sure that it's the. You put the word the, and you'll get to the right place. So we'll start today with a little news, recent news. And there's a media blackout as the U.S. and Iran tensions rise. And Iran claims the arrest of 290 CIA agents. And the United States has sent two aircraft carriers to the Mediterranean. The U.S. and Iranian tensions rising at a rapid rate. National Security Advisor John Bolton has publicly acknowledged deploying a carrier strike force and a bomber task force. And it sounds like the U.S. Defense Department and President Trump are getting ready and are not going to take any nonsense. The USS aircraft carrier is the USS Abraham Lincoln, and it's that strike group that's en route. The USA, Mr. Pompeo, warns of imminent Iranian threat on his surprise trip to Iraq. Iraq has promised to guarantee the safety of U.S. interests from Iran. That's quite a change. And he's accused Tehran of planning imminent attacks. So we'll hope that doesn't happen. But it sounds like America's ready, as usual. Those of us up here in Canada, we're very grateful for that, America is our defender, and America and Canada have been the two best friends of any two countries in the history of the world. So we are grateful for our good friends and neighbors in the United States of America. Mr. Bolton pledges that the U.S. will sever ties between Cuba and Venezuela and has vowed to continue severing ties, a warning that Havana's hold over Venezuela will end. So no nonsense again there. Excuse me. General Stephen Boyd said that this puts an end to the department's talks with American lawmakers relating to the contents of the Mueller report. Well, I could tell you, even from up here in Canada, it'll be nice to see that finally end on the news. They sure dragged that out, and President Trump has, I guess, has used his executive privilege to finally put this to an end. Universities nationwide are removing historical artwork that's deemed offensive, and right across the country, and that apparently that trend is growing. That's something. I'm sure there's mixed feelings about that, and of course there is, between history is history and something done many years ago that offends today. But anyway, that's happening. This next item is something that I could really relate to here in Canada. The Active Post says that soon free speech will be a thing of the past in paranoid America. And watch what you say, because the person sitting next to you could be reporting you to law enforcement. Well, I'll tell you, folks, here in Canada, we our Constitution is called the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And as with your U.S. Constitution, freedom of speech has always been a very important item and condition in that Constitution and Charter of Rights and Freedom. Well, we basically lost that in Canada a few years ago, where our Supreme Court justices claimed that you still had freedom of speech rights in Canada unless it offends someone. So that's, again, we take our liberalism to an extreme sometimes in Canada, and I hope you don't follow suit in the United States, because there are just so many things you can't say without offending someone, and I agree, that's loss of freedom of speech. So that's too bad, and I'd sure encourage our friends in America to defend your right for freedom of speech. I mean, it's I don't know what else to say about that. The U.S. has raised tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports from 10% to 25%. Seems to me, using Canada and our experience, that's a smart move. It's so difficult to compete with products made in foreign countries where labor costs are so low, and some of them certainly don't have the protections and rules in place that we do here in North America. So I think that's a good move, and I guess that's effective immediately, May the 10th. Doctors eye a deep brain stimulation to treat opioid addiction. Well, I sure hope they come up with something, folks, because that's a huge problem in both our countries, and we do need a solution. Pardon me, nearly one in two Americans takes prescription drugs. I don't doubt that. Kind of distressing that one in nine adults between the ages of 20 and 59 has an antidepressant prescription. As an advocate for natural health, I'd just like to say something about that, and have seen it work more times than we have time to talk about today, but cayenne pepper. If someone is feeling very anxious, anxiety, especially mild depression, you just take cayenne pepper, wet your finger, and stick it in the cayenne pepper on a saucer, a dish, and wipe it on your tongue. And it's amazing, folks, how that can help. It's harmless, it's painless, and it has worked for many, many people. So cayenne pepper for anxiety. Cayenne pepper is one of the great natural medicinal ingredients that we have on Earth. So don't hesitate. It can't harm you. A great-grandmother has been arrested at Disney World for having CBD oil. 69-year-old woman arrested at Disney World checkpoint when an Orange County deputy found CBD oil in her purse. She then spent 12 hours behind bars before being released on a $2,000 bond. The lady used it for arthritis. She said she had really bad arthritis in her legs, arms, and shoulder, and she uses the CBD oil for pain. Now, CBD oil, folks, is made from the hemp plant or the male marijuana plant that has no THC. So there's no psychedelic effects or get high or lose your balance or anything like that. From my own experience, I believe it may be one of the great natural medicines that nature put here for us. I've taken it myself, and it's relieved my arthritis completely in my hands and about half of it in my neck. And I, because I'm very close to natural medicine and do these radio shows and talk to so many people, I can tell you that it's helping a great number of people with a great number of ailments, including Crohn's, colitis, cancers. It really looks like it may be our miracle medicine, but maybe one of the best medicines that nature ever gave us. They're now saying that you should be exposed to sun, notwithstanding ultraviolet rays and so forth, And our body is designed to benefit from sun exposure. If you're diabetic or have heart disease, it may well be one of the missing factors. It also lowers your risk for many other conditions, including type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, and several types of cancer, including melanoma. So don't hesitate to get out and get a little sunshine, folks. It stands to reason it's good for you, and as well, we get our vitamin D. It's our best source of vitamin D. So I love the sunshine myself, and I hope you guys get out to enjoy it on a regular basis. So again, I invite calls from listeners on any topic, 844-769-2944. And let's talk socialism and extreme liberalism for a few minutes. Socialized medicine. I can tell you nothing is perfect, but some of our programs in Canada here really fall short and leave us in a bad situation. We have a shortage of doctors, shortage of money. I understand that 40% of our country's income, if you will, goes to our socialized medicine. And I'll tell you, folks, it's so much different in America, and I know it can be costly, but here in Canada, it's not unusual to wait 6 months for an MRI exam. There are people that die waiting for surgery here. We just don't have enough doctors, and there are lots of shortfalls to the problem of health care in Canada. Very expensive, but it sure falls short to really look after us. And, of course, it's abused as well because there's no cost to see a doctor. People can ask to see a specialist and even over minor conditions. So I've always thought if they just put even a small cost, it would defer some of those unnecessary visits to doctors and maybe reduce our lineups. Our hospitals are the same way. If you go into an emergency department, in some of our hospitals, you may well wait 6 or 8 hours to get seen. It happened to me with my dad years ago, and it's just a real problem that we've never been able to fix here yet. Education, we have very reasonable college tuitions here in Canada as compared to the United States. And a large amount of our income in Canada goes to education. And there's certainly upsides to that. But again, it would be nice if everyone could have everything, but it just can't be. So some of these policies are difficult to pay for, if nothing else. Immigration policies. Immigration can cost the country a lot of money, and whether or not better care could be taken or just the whole program looked at, I think, in terms of cost and effectiveness. At our nursing homes here, we seem to have insufficient staff and security, and it's very difficult for some of these folks that work there when some of the patients who are often not themselves can get aggressive and it's really showing up for us now. It was the cover story on a newspaper in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I was there yesterday and happened to note that. So all of these things with socialized medicine and there are some downsides to it. So America wants to be careful. I know Hillary Clinton at one point was promoting that for the United States, but boy, you have 10 times the population we have, and I think that's a potential disaster for America. Our Defense Department here in Canada is certainly lacking, again, because of money. Our Navy has been scrapped for the most part, and only frigates left in the fleet. One of our companies has scrapped many of the warships and submarines, destroyers, tankers, and for the frigates that are left, rather, are due to be scrapped in the next 7 to 8 years, and we're short money for that, too. So years ago, and I mean 10 or 12 years ago, the Canadian federal government pledged $30 billion to build some new warships. And here we are 10 years later. We've built no new large warships, and the price apparently now is over $60 billion. So America keeps up with that, I know, and is constantly replacing the fleet as necessary, and that's the wise thing to do, that's for sure. And if Canada didn't have the USA, well, we wouldn't do well if we had problems, that's for sure. So we're very grateful for that in Canada, but it's distressing that we've been unable to fund our own Defense Department properly. The Coast Guard here in Canada is in the same situation. So many vessels needed to be replaced years ago, and Canada just doesn't have the money, so they're starting to now, but it's a long road, and of course, as the years go by, the price tag goes up. These things happen when too much money, I believe, is spent on ineffective programs and some of the giveaways and some of the things that are free or lower cost. It doesn't seem to be working for us. We owe as much money per person in Canada as you do in the United States. The big difference is America defends the free world, and I'm not sure what our armed forces really could defend, but our Navy, which was once the third largest in the world, is now ranked a number five with Indonesia and Malaysia, coincidentally both of which are on Canada's aid list. So we have a Navy equal to theirs, and yet they're on our permanent aid list where we send money, I guess, every year. First Nations people, I'm kind of proud here in Canada of what is being done now for our First Nations citizens and support for jobs and Native-owned enterprises. One of our companies that recycles the ships and the warships works with one of Canada's larger bands, the Eskasoni Band in Nova Scotia, and it's a very successful relationship, and I'm really happy for the support that we're giving our Native peoples. So, folks, again, call in and tell me what you think, and tell me what's going on in America and the comparisons. The call-in number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And remember, if you need to order any products, call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Health. We'll just talk a little bit about health for a few minutes and how our body knows what to do with natural things. Your body just absolutely knows what to do with anything that's 100% natural. We have all the equipment in us that we need to deal with natural substances and natural herbs and foods. And nature provides everything that we need for our foods and medicines. And Jim Strauss, my great mentor in the health and natural nature business, really, always said that nature provides everything we need and that everything we'll ever need is here already. I remember several years ago before Jim passed away at a ripe old age, he was in the forest or meadows one day out in lower mainland BC, British Columbia, and he told me that he found three antibiotic herbs that we have no disease for yet. And I was really surprised. The Strauss family recognized the medicinal value of herbs by taste, and he said these were antibiotic herbs. And I said, Jim, what does that mean to you? He said, there's more diseases coming. And, of course, there will have new diseases and syndromes and ailments all the time. It seems to be just a growing list. And we're not getting ahead of any of them. Heart disease is still our number one killer, now followed closely with the various types of cancer. And we consume mega billions of dollars in chemicals, drugs, and apparently 93% of all foods that we eat, we get from our grocery stores, is or contains genetically modified organisms. These are man-made foods and not in nature's proportion. Jim Strauss always told me that nature cannot be duplicated. There's no two pine trees that are identical, no two people, not even two snowflakes are identical. So some of these foods, they do look identical. And, you know, it's the old looks like an orange, tastes like an orange, must be an orange. Well, some of these seedless foods don't have immune systems. It takes a seed to reproduce anything, a tree, a human, a giraffe. Everything requires a seed. And so these seedless plants cannot reproduce themselves. And I think the biggest thing is they lack, as Jim Strauss always told me, they lack some of the enzymes, because you cannot duplicate exactly nature. Some things are just in the tiniest trace elements, and it can't be duplicated. And our bodies have no equipment to handle the chemicals, not the chemicals, and yet they're surrounded. We're surrounded by chemicals, including pharmaceutical drugs, household products, chlorine in much of the water in our municipalities and our water supply. You know what happens, folks? We'd go to the swimming pool, and your hair would kind of dry out like steel wool, and your skin would be dry and sometimes itchy. Well, you know, chlorine's a very strong chemical, and now it's in most of our municipal water supply to kill bacteria. Personally, I'm on a well at home, and I wouldn't trade that for city water for anything. Our homes, we have chemicals, cleaning chemicals under the sink. We wash with them. The 160,000 commercial airline flights every day in the world. Pollution from cars, industry. I mean, it's just literally all around us. And between genetically modified foods, man-made foods, some call them Frankenfoods, and chemicals, all these chemicals that we're surrounded with, Jim Strauss always said they were the major causes of cancer. And I believe that because when I was young, very few people, relatively speaking, got cancer. I remember when I was very young and driving a truck, and a fellow who was a plant manager of one of my customers that was a mentor of mine, I could tell something was wrong one day when I said hello to him, and he said, "I've got the C, Wayne," because people didn't even like to say the word 40 or 45 years ago. Today, there isn't anybody that doesn't know somebody with cancer. There's the music, folks, so we'll take a break, and after these words, we'll be back. Wayne Elliott for the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We're here, folks. We're back. Wayne Elliott here, sitting in for Daniel Brigman today on The Power Hour. And today's a special day. Celebrating the boss is gone day. Daniel is out of country. Well, actually, that's not true. Hawaii's not out of country. Daniel's away on business, and I'll be filling in for him both today and next Monday, the 13th of May. So the special is 10% off everything today at the Power Mall. And this includes the Iron Earth, REM Sleep, Silver Solution, Strauss Heart Drops, all the great products. And I'd encourage you to take a look at Daniel Brigman's book called Forever 1776. You can get all of this, these fine products and Daniel's book from the Power Mall. And again, to call the Power Mall, that number is 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or www.thepowermall.com. And, of course, the main website, www.thepowerhour.com. So, to order products, folks, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, the Power Mall supplies all these products, and they need your orders, folks. It's the sales of great products that make them able to provide their radio program every day. So please support the Power Mall. And I tell you, I've met these folks and I've worked with them on and off for years. And of course, Joyce Riley, God bless her, may she rest in peace, was just a great lady. But Daniel, Catherine, and Jay. At the Power Hour and Power Mall, these are some of the finest people you can meet, and they truly care about you, as I do. That's why we do these things, and it's very rewarding for us to be some part of your well-being. That's why I do what I do. I'm not paid for this, and I've been cured of clogged arteries and angina, which I'll be forever grateful, and arrhythmia, I had an irregular heartbeat. All natural products fixed me many years ago, and never took a pill for any of it, never had open heart surgery or anything like that. So please, folks, when you need to buy something, support the Power Mall. They're great people. They sell only great products, and they can answer your questions or provide more information for you. So apparently we have Daniel Brigman on the line. Daniel, are you there?
I am here. What's going on, Wayne Elliott?
I'm trying to fill your big shoes, Daniel.
Oh, they're not that big. You're doing great, I hear. I talked to Catherine this morning. She said you're doing just fine.
Very good. Well, thank you for that. But, I'm having fun and hoping some of the folks call in. I love it when we have callers. And so let's hope that they start to call in as well, and we'll get some good conversation going.
Well, absolutely. I sure hope they do. With the new time, people should be listening more live as they switch over, and they'll be calling in. But I just want to call and say hi to everybody out there. I didn't really get a chance to explain what I was doing before I left, but basically I'm on a mini speaking tour out here on a bunch of different avenues, subjects. Here I'm actually in Hawaii. I know it's hard work if you can get it, but I'm in Hawaii and I'm speaking at several places tonight. Actually, I'm on my way to a radio station. I'm going to do a radio show here on a pretty big morning radio show. I'm speaking at a vaccine event tonight, tomorrow to a missionary group, Friday to a whole big, the whole week I'm speaking, promoting the book. And we actually found some churches that want to hear this message, so it's pretty exciting. And I'm very glad to be here, so I hope people understand that. And also, the book is now available. We have reprinted Forever 1776. It's now available over at the Power Mall.
We've been talking about that. I'm anxious to read it myself, Daniel, and looking forward to that. And I know you're doing some good work there in Hawaii and trying to spread the good word and let those folks know about some of these great products at the same time. And as I think everyone knows, everything is guaranteed. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, and you can't be harmed by any of these products. It's almost the opposite of pharmaceuticals, and the beauty with most of these products, with Stroh's products, they work despite the drugs.
That's a great way to put it. Well, I just want to call in and tell everybody hello and tell them what we're doing here and tell you how much I appreciate you filling in, Wayne, and always love to be with you, talk with you, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
You bet, Daniel. I'll be swinging the bat for you while you're gone, and look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Absolutely. God bless everybody. Remember who you are. I love you. I'm telling everybody about you here. So we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thanks, Daniel. That's Daniel Brigman, as you folks know and recognize. And I was so happy and grateful to have spent a week with Daniel and his family and his lovely wife and daughters and Uncle Kevin, and really had a great chance to know these folks, and Catherine and Jay from the Power Mall, and just wonderful people. You meet some of the very nicest people and caring people in the natural health business. And I know, you know, the Power Hour has been on for many years. I think it's probably it'd be close to 15 years since I started to go on as a guest with Joyce Riley, and always loved my time with Joyce. But it's all about truth. It's all about good things, and it's all about our well-being and knowledge. And so I've been very grateful for my relationship with the folks at the Power Hour and the Power Mall. And once again, if you need anything, the Power Mall, you can call toll-free at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I think next, folks, we're going to talk about the cholesterol myth. And it's very important to know about the cholesterol myth, because the myth involves the very highest-selling pharmaceutical drugs in the world, many tens of billions, that's with a B, many tens of billions of dollars every year in these statin drugs. And there's different manufacturers of them, and Jim Strauss always told me that he felt they're the most insidious drugs on the market. I agree from my fairly long experience, but the cholesterol myth is this, that high blood cholesterol is a danger sign. And when you get your blood tested and your cholesterol tested, if it's high, your doctor may well recommend to you to go on statin drugs perhaps blood thinners. I'd be lying if I told you how many thousand people over all the years and the lectures and radio shows and in my life every day, but so many thousand people, it almost makes me sick. But the cholesterol myth is this, that if you have high blood cholesterol, that's a danger sign and that you would be a candidate for these drugs. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about the drug later and what it purports to do. But here's my experience, folks. I had angina. I had clogged arteries. And I had them young, and I'm a type O blood type, probably should never have had dairy products. And the truth is that, as Jim Strauss used to say, unless your mother is a cow, you shouldn't drink cow's milk. Well, I drank record amounts of it right from birth, my mother tells me, and certainly through my teens and years playing football and baseball, I drank insane amounts of milk. Chocolate was my favorite, and I just drank a heck of a lot of it, more than most baby cows, I think. And so in my later 30s, I was in trouble with all the angina symptoms started, chest pains, pinches in the chest, shortness of breath, night sweats, leg cramps. I had all of them, and I was in denial. I've learned that since, of course. Tried to make excuses for everything. The tough one that was to make any excuse for was those night sweats, just a classic angina symptom, but I couldn't figure that out. I'd sleep in the wintertime with my window open a bit, and I'd be soaking wet in the middle of the night. So, again, back to the cholesterol myth. When I wasn't well, my blood cholesterol level, the test showed that my cholesterol was, we have a different scoring system in Canada, but perfectly normal. 3.0 was my blood cholesterol level. They would never have suggested their pharmaceutical drugs to me. In the meantime, here's a fact that will floor you, I think. 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, not high. 8 out of 10. It's a landslide. I did as well. And when I started to take Strauss heart drops, my blood cholesterol level increased dramatically. Now, here's what's important to understand, folks. We have one transportation system in our body, and that's our blood system. The blood carries everything. It carries our oxygen, important so that we don't have heart attacks and strokes. It carries our food. It carries our waste. It carries our water. It carries our wastewater. It's the only highway. There's only one highway, and it's our blood system. So when our blood flow is restricted or cut off completely in any area of our body, we're certainly going to have trouble. There's no question about that. And in the case of our heart and our brain, we can have heart attacks and strokes. When our blood flow is restricted or cut off in an area, then we get insufficient oxygen to our hearts and our brain. So this myth that high blood cholesterol, what it may well mean, according to statistics, folks, is that your body is working perfectly as it should. And when I took the Strauss heart drops over 20 years ago, my blood cholesterol level, I was so plugged up. Lucky I didn't die before, because from my first incident in my later 30s, I was over 5 years before I found the Strauss heart drops. And during that later few years, I developed heart arrhythmia, an irregular heartbeat that they called the supraventricular tachycardia. It was a one-beat race that I thought was skipping a beat. But I had that for years until I found Strauss and the Strauss heart drops. Well, as I said, my blood cholesterol level almost tripled. It went to 8.1 and it stayed there for over a year, close to 2 years, actually. And what that my doctor was afraid, he said, Wayne, you know, this isn't good. I don't want to put you on pills. I said, don't worry, Doc, I'm not going on pills. I feel like a new man. And I must tell you, folks, from the three-month period on, I was sure I was a new man. I felt like Superman. And foolishly, I almost stopped sleeping. I had so much energy. It's very hard to describe to someone how invigorating increased blood flow is. And each day, as I took my Strozzart drops and my blood flow increased, it was just amazing to me. All the while now, I went and got blood tests every, I forget, 4 or 5 months just to check because, to my way of thinking, when my blood cholesterol level went back down, that's how I would know that I had cleared myself of plaque and cholesterol and that I had stopped, I didn't have restricted blood flow any longer. I had full blood flow. And so that's how I thought of it, just the opposite of how my doctor thought of it. And he warned me, and he once said to me, well, Wayne, if that were true, that's like if it's okay for cholesterol to float in your blood, then why isn't it okay for sugar to float in your blood? And that's a real problem for diabetics. And I said, Doc, tell me the similarity between refined sugar and plaque and cholesterol. I said, we're not talking apples and apples here. I thought it was a foolish position to take, really. Anyway, the poor man, who was a wonderful man, my doctor was, he had a heart attack. And it was a crying shame, folks, because he had 3 full bottles of Strozzart drops in his desk when he had that heart attack and could just not get his head around the cholesterol myth. Now, after approximately 2 years, my blood cholesterol level reduced from, call it 8 or 8.1, down to 4.5. And what that told me was, geez, I'm winning this battle, and I must be getting much closer to being clean and free of plaque and cholesterol. And then sure enough, at about, before 2.5 years, my next blood test, my cholesterol blood level was 3.0 again. Coincidentally, that's where it was when I wasn't well, when my arteries were partially plugged, and it was not floating in my blood, the excess. It was sticking in my arteries and veins. But when I came back down to 3, I knew that I was cleaned out. Now, I've never stopped taking them, folks. I must have taken, I don't know, something close to 200 bottles since then, and we'll never stop taking them because obviously I'm prone to clogging. Many of us are. It can depend on diet and all the rest of it, what you eat and so forth. But if you're prone to it, I'll just never stop taking it. There's no danger. It's 100% natural, and I'm just so grateful that I didn't die with a heart attack or a stroke. Grateful I didn't have open heart surgery. Grateful I knew enough not to. Once I met Jim Strauss, knew enough not to go on pills for life. People that have a heart attack in their 40s, they're million-dollar babies for the drug companies. That's big money. So nobody wants a cure for a few hundred dollars, folks. We do, people do, but Western medicine, there's no money in that for anyone, the doctors, the hospitals, the pharmaceutical companies. So unfortunately, the world seems to revolve around money, whether it's good for us or not. But the cholesterol myth is just that. Statistics show the opposite, that high blood cholesterol just may well mean that your body is working exactly as it should, moving the excess cholesterol perhaps to your disposal. You know, we go to the bathroom and get rid of our waste. Because 80% of heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol. And if you think about it, folks, that makes perfect sense because you're in danger when it's stuck in your arteries and vessels and veins, not when it's floating in your blood. When it's stuck somewhere, it actually restricts your blood flow. When it's floating in your blood and you don't have it build up on the walls of your arteries and veins, you have full blood flow. And that's the key, carrying that oxygen everywhere that it's supposed to be. Don't be afraid of the heart drop. jobs. Health Canada acknowledged years ago, 20 years ago, that you could not be harmed. The ingredients are all things that we cook with, things like aged garlic oil, cayenne pepper, hawthorn berries and leaves, very popular for heart-healthy cereals in Europe, bilberry, motherwort, European mistletoe, and nature's aspirin, white willow bark. The bark from white willow trees is what is in aspirin to relieve your pain. Why all the chemicals are added to, you know, make holes in your stomach and give you other problems, I don't know. The white willow bark is all I've used for 20 years. Very effective, safe to your stomach. And the rare times I have a headache, which I'd say is not more than once a month, in 5 minutes, I take the white willow bark, and in 5 minutes, my pain's gone, and I keep going. I'm just so grateful. And there's no side effects, of course. The worst you can have with any of these side effects is a detoxing effect, meaning you're going to get rid of some toxins and poisons in the washroom, in the bathroom. So no danger, no pain, no it's painless, really. So blood cholesterol, that's what the myth is, folks. Now, how does Western medicine seek to help us with that? Well, they have these statin drugs. And primarily what the statin drugs do is partially shutter your liver's function, like a governor on a truck engine. If you didn't want the big transport truck driver to do more than 60 miles an hour with the truck, they put a governor on the engine that doesn't allow the truck to go faster than that. So statin drugs are similar to that in as much as they partially shutter your liver. Now, I'll tell you, folks, it doesn't seem to me that any of our organs should be partially shut down. We sure wouldn't want our heart partially shut down, our kidneys. We wouldn't want anything shut down. The skin is our biggest organ. We wouldn't want that shut down either. So the bigger problem is, the reason they give you these liver-shuttering drugs, these statin drugs, is because our liver produces cholesterol. If we didn't need cholesterol, our liver wouldn't produce it, because the human body is just a perfect machine. It knows what to do with everything natural, and it's amazing if you think of it. There's no machine, no equipment that built today that can withstand what humans can into an old age. So the other issue is this. Your liver has many, many functions beyond producing cholesterol. Many functions. I believe some 400 functions. So, in the interest of shutting our liver down partially to produce less cholesterol, we're also shuttering those other functions that we need our liver for. And in fairness to the manufacturers of these statin drugs, they tell us that we should get a blood test every 30 days, and that's a liver enzyme test. Why? They know that there can be very serious potential harm to our liver with these drugs. Our liver is not meant to be governed down. So the drug makers recommend that we have a liver enzyme blood test monthly. And I have not, in all my years, and in the thousands and thousands of people that I've spoke with and discussed this and about Strauss heart drops and been part of making them better, like myself, my dad, my mom, two of my best friends, many customers. One of my sons, he wasn't ill, but he never slept in again after he took the Strauss heart drops. In all my years, I'll bet I haven't talked to six people that get that monthly blood test. I remember a few years ago, running into an old football coach who was also a high school teacher way back of mine, and just a dear friend of mine. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years, and he looked like he was inflated like a balloon. And it was very disturbing to me, and I don't know how he didn't notice it. I guess it happened gradually, but I said, "George, are you on cholesterol pills?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Have you been going for your blood test?" He said, "No." I said, "How long have you been taking these pills?" And it was just 2 years at that point. And I, thank God he trusted me. And I said, "George, do you trust me?" He said, "Absolutely." And I had a full bottle of Strauss heart drops in my car. I convinced him that day to quit the statin drugs. There is no danger, by the way. Unlike some of the other heavy medicines, heart medicines, blood pressure medicines, you must be very careful if you're going to quit those. But in the case of the statin drugs, I think your liver just says thank you, and there is no sudden harm in stopping those. So he stopped them that day and started on the Strauss heart drops. I saw him probably 4 or 5 months later, and he was back to normal. He wasn't puffy and looked like he was inflated. And George lived another, I guess, 20 years, and I swear I don't think he would have had he stayed on those statin drugs and not gotten his blood tests and to find out that he was obviously harming himself. So these are dangerous drugs. I've read the clinical study, by the way, of some of the major brands. The first one years ago was finally taken off the market because years later, after people stopped taking them, it was still helping destroy particularly their leg muscles, and that pill was taken off the market. But your organs aren't meant to be partially shut down. They're meant to run at full throttle, just as nature put them in us, and these are dangerous drugs. But when I read the clinical studies, I was amazed, folks, at those results. And not amazed in a good way. I was amazed, and of course these are, you can look these up yourself. I was amazed at how ineffective they were by and large, the numbers of people that they didn't help. There's our music again, folks, so we will be back in the second hour of the program. I look forward to another hour with you, and we'll see you again after these words.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.